But apparently just having swagger and flow is all that matters, not good looks. Good thing I'm shallow and look good myself.
Doubt that.
And only like attractive females. I don't care how great a girl's body is. If I can't look at her in the face without laughing, she can't roll with me.
I agree.
You know, well, he's superficial. He's very superficial. But I've met Jay-Z. He was so charming. I get it. The first time I met him was like 10, 15 years ago. And I was single.
Right.
And I almost.
You could have been Beyonce.
Yeah, he was like, hey, why don't you let me give me your number? And I just.
Does the celebrity stature.
He
make
wasn't
a celebrity
then. He was just a rapper. 20 years ago, he was just a rapper.
Are you serious? You thought he was like the swagger made him cute to you?
He was charming. And you know, Russ, I've dated some men before that you haven't found attractive.
Why would I find him attractive?
Well, I'm just saying, you're like Elfriedas, but they just are charming. So I think, to me, and beauty doesn't last forever, honey.
But hold on, he hit the nail on the head. If you can't look at somebody in the face, that's a problem.
You can look.
You're
me
so
in the
superficial,
face.
Albert.
That's not superficial. That's reality.
When you love someone, they get cuter.
Reality.
Jay Z wasn't who he is now when
Jay-Z
I met him.
Jay Z look good. You, to would, you no, girls because they're paid.
No, he wasn't.
No. I never said Meek look good. I never said that.
What does that say about you guys?
No. What are you saying shallow. About you guys? You're shallow.
Let me get your take there, Tracy in Cincinnati.
Hey, how are you all doing this morning?
Good morning.
You know what? It's nice to be able to look at somebody. But have you ever heard of that saying? I see potential. Sometimes you have to look past that. I don't think people learn
Tracy,
that
stop.
Until later in life.
Stop, Tracy. Stop.
Why?
I know who you are.
And you have potential.
Her husband looks just like Ving Rhames.
Wow. What are you trying to say? No, wait a minute. Are you trying to say Ving Rhames is ugly? No, I'm just saying.
No, that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is you went after your husband because you had a thing for Ving Rhames.
Uh-oh.
No, I didn't even see Ving Rhames. Oh,
whatever. You saw that old Miami Vice episode.
You can't tell her what she likes.
I'm telling her. I'm telling her. That's my friend.
Yeah, beauty fades.
Okay. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. What's your take? Go ahead, please.
Yes, this is Janelle from Indianapolis.
Hi. Yes.
I just want to say that I think it's a lot of the time, attractiveness doesn't really necessarily mean the person's going to make a good partner. You know, because no matter how pretty
Thank
something
you.
Is or attractive it is, if you look at it all the time, eventually it fades away. It's mm-hmm. not going to be that hot anymore. But that swagger, that charm, mm-hmm. that ability to
that,
cry.
That cockroach too. Look.
You know what you else know helps?
That insect appeal.
No, you know what else helps men?
What's that?
Cockiness. A bit of cockiness. And
tiny, tiny bit.
A tiny, tiny bit of cockiness helps.
Tiny bit of cockiness.
A tiny.
I mean,
it's not a tiny.
A tiny, whatever.
Confidence.
You have to be sure of yourself.
Good morning. Your take, please.
Good morning, fam. I'll say that it's a difference between men and women.
Thank you.
I think
that's true.
I think initially men are more visual, so of course we're looking at how attractive the woman is. But
right.
my father always said, he said, you have to be many things for a woman. And so sometimes you have to be assertive, confident, not too cocky.
But what about us handsome guys?
So if you water that romance, she will normally, no matter how good or how well you don't look,
right.
she still will be, you know, into you.
It's problematic when I see this really unattractive dude who's got a real expensive car.
Right.
And he got the baddest chick.
Well,
let's just
know.
Take you, for instance,
you know
Russ. Let's just take Russ Parr, for instance.
No, I'm a pity guy.
No, I'm just saying, you're funny.
Me.
Your wife loves your personality.
What are you saying?
Wait,
no,
wait
I'm not saying you're not handsome. I'm just saying that Darnell likes your personality.
She felt sorry for me.
I'm sure she thinks you're attractive, but I'm just saying it's your personality, too.
Being an attractive guy is a plus, but
it's
not a requirement.
But you got to have a good personality.
Well, you just have to be rich for you girls.
I never said money. I said his
wife. You said Meek Mill.
I'm not married to a rich guy.
I'm
not married to a rich guy. I'm married to a handsome guy. So.
Wow. All right. Take a gorilla guy.
Do people even still say swag?
Swag is not money.
Do people even still say swag?
It's how he carries himself. It's not his money.
Good morning. Hello.
Yeah, morning time. Hey, y'all been listening to Albert. I've just got one name to say. Gabrielle Sinibay.
Wow.
What does that mean?
Oh.
What does that mean?
She has swag?
She got a little swag to her.
I don't understand. You're saying you would date her, sir? I'm confused. I don't
know
what she's
saying.
He said, Albert, are you into her?
No, what he's saying is that he can't look her in the face, is what he's saying.
I think she's an attractive woman. You know, I think it's all subjective, what beauty
is.
I
agree.
In the eyes of the beholder.
Exactly. Now, Gab.
Good morning.
Gab, y'all get stabbed, Meek don't.
Because we're not looking at dudes.
Meek Mill ain't got swag, but Gabby got swag.
We should not be judging.
Come on.
Right, Albert? Come on. What does the Bible say?
Albert, wait a minute.
I agree.
We're the ones
Albert
who are saying
he only dates 10.
Can I just say this,
Russ? I never said. Who said
it? It says in the book of Hezekiah, you got to let the children
Britt and I are the ones who are saying personality is better, and Albert is saying, you need to look good. That's why he's single.
If you want to be, if you want to be real about it.
1-877 Par Show. Good morning. Hello.
Good morning. Hello.
Hi. How you doing?
Russell Dean Parr.
Yes.
You are exactly right. I work part-time in the mall, and let me tell you, you see these pretty women coming in with these men that look like they should have a leash around their neck. Wow. And you know damn well that they are only with the men for the money. You can see they can't even look at the man in his face when they're talking to him.
Right.
So Russell Dean Parr, you are exactly
right.
And
you know what they do?
You look like a moose, but if that wallet looks like a print, they got you.
Yeah, and let me tell you something. You know what you do? When you got a fairly unattractive mate, you look at their eyebrows because they think you're looking them in the eye.
Oh, my gosh. Really
Judy LOL 2870 writes at Russ Parr Show, ugly men have gotten cocky and picky. I'm appalled. Unattractive men are kicking y'all to the curb. That's the problem.
Yeah.
Y'all just looking for anything. But you're thirsty.
But the women size it up because they feel empowered because y'all size them up because they got the money.
Oh, well. You know, phone line's going nuts. I'm sorry you guys just got on this. Russ Parr Morning Show. Yes, sir.